Good morning. My name is Morgan, and I will be doing some announcements today. And whatever brings you here, whether it be custom, crisis, or curiosity, know that you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. For any of our newcomers, I have a brochure right here that is also located in the back of the sanctuary, and I hope that our welcome team has already found you to give you one. Also, these yellow slips. One side, you can fill out your name if your address or contact is new, and leave this in the offering plate. And on the second side, if you have a prayer that you would like read aloud, you can fill that out and put it in during prayer time. For worship order, it will be in the bulletin, or it will also appear on the screen for anyone who would rather use their smartphone. You can use the QR code on the bottom. Restrooms and childcare are through this door, and in the gathering room after the service, there will be a gathering for any conversation through the same door. And our safe sanctuary policy means that all children should be accompanied by an adult at all times. And I just want to mention a few things. So first, I have this newspaper clipping from the New York Times, which is UMCOR, so the United Methodist Committee on Relief. So this is here if anyone wants to look at it. And then also, anyone who is interested in contributing to Easter flowers, Nancy Huff is through this door near the Peel entrance. And then also, we are in need of volunteers for ushers and greeters, and a meeting will be held after worship next Sunday, April 14th. And you can contact Ann Owens for more information. And let us continue with worship.
Amen. Good morning. I am Pastor Alicia. I am the pastor here at University Church, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you here today. May this time lift you and bring you so that you're ready to take on the world and share God's love as you leave this place today. In our Lenten journey, we will be focusing on slowing and quieting our lives to make room for God's love and care to break through our busyness. Some people remember the rhythm of life when we lived closer to the land. Some people even remember the farmer's almanac. Who remembers that? We lived by the seasons, working the land longer hours in the seasons of more daylight, and then slowing down and curling up by the fire in the season of short days and long nights. It wasn't so long ago, and still, there are those of us whose lives have stayed connected to nature, and those who are choosing to intentionally live more seasonably. But in this industrial world, most of us have lost touch with the natural rhythms of creation of which our bodies are a part. We wonder why our well-being can't be maintained in a constant state of level of high productivity and speed. Our scripture today reminds us that there is time for every matter. The rhythms of busy and play, work and rest have become blurred as we have become out of touch with the natural ebb and flow of time and energy. in this beautifully created world.
Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are freed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our eyes that we can see all the things that really matter. Be at peace and simply be.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Joyce Flynn and I am your liturgist today. I invite you to take time to take a deep breath. If you have a watch on, I invite you to take it off and put it away. If you have a phone, I invite you to turn it off and put that away. If that makes you very anxious, that's okay. Maybe next week you'll be able to do it. Just notice the feeling and give it some thought. Let these simple acts, or maybe not so simple acts, be a sign of the commitment to give ourselves a break, to give ourselves just an hour to catch our breath, to give ourselves time to give God attention. Now please stand in body or spirit and join me in our call to worship, a prayer for clearing out. Creator God, we push and push until we are exhausted. Release us from the illusion of the control of time and our fear of its passage. Help us clear out the incessant drive to always produce. In the name of Jesus, who invites us to wholeness. Amen. God's love is deep and wide and free. If you have a prayer request ready on your yellow slip, the ushers will be collecting them during this hymn as well as during the hymn after the sermon. Our opening hymn speaks to seasons. Seasons we know well, but still complain about their timing, as well as God's seasons that are sometimes harder to understand. Please remain standing and join me in singing hymn number 707, the Hymn of Promise.
connecting with people with whom we share faith and hope and concerns reminds us that we don't have to do it all by ourselves. Stand now and greet those around you by passing the peace of Christ to each other, saying, "Peace be with you," or maybe asking, "What's your favorite season?" When you hear the music, it's time for the children to come forward and for you to return to your seat.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable?
Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek.
Good morning. How are you? Before you come all the way up, I want to just take a second because I see that our generous congregation brought some things in for our pantry. So would you three be willing to go get them? I need some to go on this aisle and some to go on that aisle. Can you go do that with Brother? Can you help? Okay. If you pick those all up, I'll tell everyone what this is that you're doing, and you can bring them and put them right in front of the communion table. There's a few. So, good job. All right. So each first Sunday of the month, someone reminds me, because I always forget, that our congregation brings in products for our food pantry. And we are looking for personal care products because with food stamps, you cannot get things like toothpaste and shampoo and toothbrushes and soap and feminine products. And so our congregation generously purchases these things and donates to the food pantry. So, and then our kids pick them up because they're really good at that, and we tell you about it. So next, you can bring it in any week of the year, but if on the first Sunday of the month is when we have the biggest collection. So thank you so much. So come on over here. We're going to sit. Good job. You can put them right there. Awesome. And while we sit, come on over here, little Stella. All right. Thank you so much. That was great. You did a great job. So I have a question. Does anyone here have recess at school? You do? You do? Okay. What do you do during recess?
My friends and I, we are in a cheerleading group, so we do cheerleading.
Oh, okay. So you get together and do cheerleading. What do you do during recess?
I play math games.
Okay, you play math games. Do you have recess at your school?
No.
No, okay. He probably does, and it's a lot of the time. Okay, so is recess fun? Yeah, recess is fun, right? Do you have a time when you also are learning about science? Yeah? What kind of science have you learned about so far?
Well, I'm learning about fossils, and it's like, so like how that we don't want water to come up on land so everyone doesn't like drown or something. So what we're trying to do is like they pull sand in the sand table,
mm-hmm.
and we pour water down, and then we put little materials, and we
mm-hmm.
pick what would use the best. So like cotton balls or like sandbags and like other things. So we try doing the best for everything to work so nothing can come down.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you for, I'm glad your teachers are teaching you about helping the earth as the climate changes. So how about you? What have you learned about science?
The solar system.
Oh, the solar system. Have you learned anything in science? I bet you have. What do you think he's learned that we can... Did you learn about flowers?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you learn about flowers?
Color.
They're colorful? Yeah. All right. So recess is fun, and then there's other times when we are learning things at school, right? We can't have, well, we could, but we wouldn't learn anything if all we did was have fun, and play the whole recess, like if the whole day was recess. So today our scripture is going to be talking about seasons, and seasons is symbolic for times, periods of time in our scripture. And so I thought about how if we only did recess all day long, we wouldn't learn about science, we wouldn't learn about fossils and the solar system and colorful flowers. We would just have fun and play. Although Jacob would be learning more about math, it sounds like, because you have fun doing that, yeah. So in our day and in our lives, we have many different times or seasons, and so that's what we're going to be talking about. So hopefully on Monday, when you go back to school and you're learning about something new or you're playing at recess, you'll think about our scripture and how God has a time for all kinds of things. All right, will you pray with me? All right. Loving God, we are so grateful for children and what they are learning and what they will teach us. Be with them in their work and in their play so that they might know your love in all things. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so you can go sit with whoever brought you. All righty? Thanks for talking with me today. Oops, sorry.
Our scripture today from the third chapter of Ecclesiastes became a part of pop culture when the Byrds recorded Turn, Turn, Turn in 1964. It was a time in our culture when so many things were changing all at once. The world seemed upside down. These words remind us that there is a season for everything under heaven. And I will be reading from the Life Application Bible, which is a slightly different translation than what you will see on the screen. Solomon made many general observations about a time for everything. For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? I have seen the burden God has placed on us all. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I concluded there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, choir. That was really lovely. Our scripture today, a word I have a hard time pronouncing, so it's going to not sound right and the same each time I say it. Ecclesiastes was written between the 5th and 3rd century BC and is considered part of the wisdom literature. I think of it for funerals, and also when we think of the song from 1964, sung by the birds. Did that bring anyone back to a different time? Oh, maybe a different season? Right, right. Wow, we have many seasons in our lives. We have childhood, and we have time of being a teenager, and then we have a time when we are in college or maybe in our early 20s. We have a time where I wrote it as coupling, where maybe we're finding the love of our life. We have a time of caring for children. And that's a time, and we have a time when we're caring for our parents. And we might have a time when we have time on our hands, where we might have time when we're so busy we have no time. And where we have times in our life where we have time to volunteer and to protest. And then we have other times in our life where all we can do is pray because we can't volunteer or protest. And there's a time when we help others. And then there's a time when we let others help us. There's a time when our bodies fail us. And there's a time when we need to take time to care for our bodies. And there's a time when we need to grieve. Maybe grieve the loss of a friend or a family member, or grieve the loss of the life we thought we might have. There's so many seasons in our one life. Are there any other seasons that you can think of that I've missed? A time to rejoice. Thank you. Absolutely. Any other times I might have missed? A time of praise. Yes. So many seasons within this one life. So I wonder, why was this scripture put into our Bible? Well, maybe because without one season, we would not appreciate another season. And I'm not going to bore you with a country song, but if you want to look this up later, there's a song called You're Gonna Miss This by Trace Adkins that talks about seasons and how one season might help you appreciate another season. And these seasons, sometimes they overlap. We don't just have one season at a time. Sometimes we do, but sometimes we don't. And our seasons aren't necessarily because God has made them or put them on us, but because of our humanity. We have this special thing in our faith community, or in any faith community, that when we go through these seasons, we have this extended family around us to help us and support us and do whatever maybe we might need or not even know that we need, but the family knows it and does it for us. And we have rituals that help us through some of our seasons. The seasons may remind us that we don't have to be all things all at the same time, because there's a right time for everything. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. Amen.
Take time to sense the flow of seasons, knowing that God is with us in every season. If you haven't turned in your prayer request to be read aloud yet, the ushers will also be collecting them during this hymn. Please stand now in body or spirit as we join together and sing, God of Great and God of Small.
God of silence, God of sound, God by whom the lost are found, God of day and darkest night, God whose love turns wrong to right. Alleluia, alleluia, praise be to your name. God of heaven and God of earth, God of death and God of birth, God of now and days before, God who reigns forevermore. Alleluia, alleluia, praise be to your name.
Please be seated. A timeout provides a chance to reflect. It's a time away from the stresses of the rest of our day. Sometimes we just need that. During this Lenten season, we are giving ourselves a time out, and we are sending ourselves to the prayer chair. During this time, we are letting go of things we do not need. We offer up to God our regret about the past, unburdening our hearts. God will never abandon us, even when sometimes we've abandoned God. Finally, we let go of worry, giving it all to the loving God who holds us close and rocks us gently. I hope that you have identified a prayer chair at your home and you've taken time each day to take a time out in the prayer chair and let go and remember God's presence. So in a moment, we're going to have a period of silence. And it's okay if your thoughts won't quiet down. Just slow down. Perhaps calling your attention to how you're sitting or maybe your breath in and out. There's nothing expected of you right now. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to be. This is stillness. This being is enough. So let's take some time in silent prayer.
Silence is a friend who claims us, cools the heat and shows the pace. God it is who speaks and names us, knows our being, touches base. Making space within our thinking, lifting shades to show the sun, raising courage when we're shrinking, finding scope for faith begun.
Holy God, for losing touch with the creation of which we are a part,
forgive us for the times when we don't let things unfold in their own time. Forgive us. Help us slow down when it is the season of our lives for doing so. Help us celebrate and embrace the ebb and flow of life. Give us the ability to sense the balance so that we might take pleasure in our toil and enjoy the fruits of our labor. In this moment, we hear your promise saying, I have set in motion all you need for happiness. It's okay to slow down and reconnect with the world around you. God, you do not ask us to go back to some yesteryear, but to take time to smell the roses, savor the twilight, bask in the sun. We are your children, created to flourish along with all of creation. Amen.
As we continue our time of prayer, we will have a spoken prayer and then the Lord's Prayer. Please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin our time of prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Creator God, as we come together in prayer, we give thanks for your many blessings, the sun, the arrival of spring and warmer weather, the songs of the birds and the flowers starting to show their beautiful colors. This world that you created is truly amazing. Help us to treat it carefully and respectfully by the choices we make each day in what we buy, what we use and reuse, how we conserve, and how we speak up, advocate, and vote. We pray for our brothers and sisters in war-torn countries, in impoverished and oppressive countries, who are so desperate to find a safer, more peaceful, and better life for themselves and their families. Give us the strength, the courage, and the endurance to continually take action in ways big and small, to stand up for humane treatment for all, and to welcome those who find their way to our community. We also keep in our hearts and minds the worldwide United Methodist Church as it struggles with the issue of equal treatment for all people, regardless of sexual identity. As we know from the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a time for every matter, and that time is now to support our LGBTQ sisters and brothers. Help us work tirelessly towards a completely inclusive, equal, and just church for them and for everyone. In your name we pray. Amen. And now we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
This communion service was authored by Seekers Church in Washington, D.C. This is the table of the heavenly feast, the beautiful celebration of the people of God. We gather now as one body, joined around the table. Here we celebrate God's presence among us, united in Christ's spirit, broken and whole. All at once. Nourished and hungry, loved and loving, sinner and forgiven, we symbolically make one circle, knowing, believing, rejoicing, being as God's light and rest among us. Gracious, living God, We give you thanks that you call us to love life and see your gladness in every part of this creation. We give you thanks. We give you thanks for your Holy Spirit, the mystery that opens our hearts to the resurrection of your very being, soul, and spirit. We give you thanks. Christ invites everyone to eat the bread of life, to drink the cup of the new covenant. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. You who come to me shall never hunger. You who believe in me shall never thirst." On the night of his arrest, Jesus took the bread, and after giving thanks to you, O God, broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for the healing of the world. Whenever you eat it, do so remembering me." After supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all. Whenever you drink it, do so remembering me." O Holy One, send down your Spirit that these gifts of bread and cup, unite us with Christ forever and bring us with the whole creation to your eternal realm. Amen. So, at this table. Oh, wait, we got more? Okay, let's continue our prayer. Oh, no, never mind. Okay. So, do over. So, this table is open to all people. Anyone who is ready and willing to receive the cup and bread are welcome. We offer only gluten-free bread, so all can receive, and only grape juice, so all can receive. So, as the ushers invite you up in a moment, there'll be two stations. One station will be here at the end of this aisle, and one will be at the end of that aisle. What you'll find is bread at first. And you take the piece of bread, and then the person will say, "This is the bread of life," and you can respond by saying amen, if you're so moved. And then you have a choice. You can either take the bread and dip it in the big cup, and the person will say, "The cup of the new covenant," and you can say amen, and then eat the bread. Or you can skip the big cup, eat the bread right away, and then get a little cup and drink the little cup. And then when you're done, you're welcome to go back to your pew, or you can kneel at the communion rail and pray as long as you would like. So could my servers please come forward and my ushers can get ready?
Let us pray. God of abundance and mercy, we give joyful thanks for your eternal love and healing presence in our celebration of bread and cup. Bless this body of Christ that we may attend faithfully to our call to be your servants with each other and throughout the world. Amen. We open our doors to all people, and all are truly welcome. Our family has been gathering at this place for 150 years, and you are now a part of this living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all that we have and a way that we keep the family healthy. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips in the offering plate as the ushers collect the offering and the choir sings our offertory anthem. In this 21st century world, many of us have come to believe, however subconsciously, that being busy is what makes us a good person. Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. Loving, inclusive God, show us the way to be simply and honestly present with ourselves and others in this Lenten season. Help us rededicate our rested selves to kingdom work.
Come to hear God's word for us. In our rested state, we can discern and fully live the seasons of our lives. In our rested state, we trust each other to share the word. In our rested state, we trust God's time. Amen.
Trust can be so hard to hold on to. We say it and we sing it. Maybe working together, we can live it. Please remain standing and join me in singing hymn number 508, Faith While Trees Are Still in Blossom.
Faith our trees are still in blossom, plants the picking of the fruit. Faith can feel the thrill of harvest when the buds begin to sprout. Long before the dawn is breaking, faith anticipates the sun. Faith is eager for the daylight, for the work that must be done. Long before the rains were coming, Noah built a filthy ark. Abraham, the lonely migrant, saw the light beyond the dark. Faith uplifted, seeing the water of the undivided sea, and the found the path that made them free. I believe that God is faithful. God will be what God will be. Faith accepts the call, responding, I am willing, Lord, send me.
Please be seated. Keep using your prayer chair at home. I've heard many people say that it's been very meaningful for them during these few weeks. The prayers for the week are in your bulletin again, and of course you can have your own prayer, whatever is feeling right for you at this time. Now, if you'd like to give your prayers up to God, we have our God box over here, and you can bring it in at your prayer in at any time and drop it in God box. During this season, we are focusing on replacing our time worrying and replacing it with the Serenity Prayer. Will you please speak this with me? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
In the Spirit, let us travel, open to each other's pain. Let our loves and fears unravel, celebrate the space we gain. There's a place for deepest dreaming, there's a time for heart to care. In the Spirit's lively scheming, there is always room to spare.
Receive these words. May you notice creation around you and how effortlessly it passes the time. May you see the passing of time as a friend with all its fast and slow. May you find delight in the season of right now. And may you be reacquainted each day with an unhurried God who is calling you to dive deeply into love. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.